What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you can get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in this description, and then make a bet and have it be paid out in one way or the other, whether you win or lose. You can also get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions, Terms and conditions do apply. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Because today, we're talking Week 6 Survivor.
First week with byes. 4 teams not on the slate. So I just want to ask you right off the top. I mean, it doesn't really make the process different. I guess it just makes it a little harder, in your opinion.
Not even necessarily harder, just less options to get away from. It's not harder to make the decision. It's just you're going to have slightly less teams that look great.
It should inflate the obvious teams pending that you have them left. Yeah. I think more people will be gravitating towards the same couple. So as we do every week, Josh, there's one team coming off a big win. A near big win, I should say. See, I thought they won the game last night, but they didn't. They blew it. The Colts are double-digit favorites against the Texans. Yeah. People probably pretty content to get rid of them after they gave a game away against Baltimore. Does it seem like they are the obvious chalk?
Yeah, unquestionably. They have no real future value whatsoever. They get Houston. Houston stinks. Like, that's the clear one. The Rams also look fantastic. They just have more future value than the Colts do right now. Both of those teams are the two biggest favorites on the slate. I think they're the two easiest teams to get to. The Rams take on the Giants, but the Rams also have the Lions next week. They've got Jacksonville in week 13, so it's not going to be all that hard for them to get to that spot. Obviously, Indy will have Houston again, but the second one is in Houston. So those are the two big favorites that you can get to. The problem is the next two biggest favorites are teams that you would want to use like 8 weeks out of the next year. Like, you don't want to burn them now.
No doubt. You've got Tampa Bay taking on the Eagles on Thursday. They're a 7-point favorite, but you really want to burn them in a road game like this? The Chiefs, same situation, 6.5-point against Washington. I don't mind that the Chiefs, I doubt, fall to 2-4, but at the same time, they'll have games at home in Arrowhead that where they're north of 10-point favorite.
Yeah, and you know, you could say, oh, okay, we can go to Buffalo this week. They're the fifth biggest favorite. They've got Jacksonville, 2 dates with the Jets coming up. You can't really go there. Rams and Colts feel like it to me this week.
So I agree with you. There's no doubt that the majority, well over 50% of your pools are going to have those two teams.
Yeah.
Let's just throw one out, though. Say for some reason you've used the Colts and the Rams. I don't know how you've used the Colts already.
Yeah. How bad are you at Survivor then?
But if you have and you had to make a third selection, where would you go?
I mean, my first thought process is to go to Pittsburgh because Seattle has Geno Smith going this week. The problem is I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger is better than Smith. So, like, I don't know what to do in that scenario. I think that's the obvious one on paper, but that line feels bigger than it should be to me. Like, I'd be more likely to bet on Seattle.
I'm with you basically across the board. I think if I had to take a very risky one, I would go to Pittsburgh. I want to get rid of them. Seattle is hurting. They're at home. They looked better last week. I think Najee will do enough on the ground. But I do think that when you have the appeal of burning a pretty bad team, and I think a 1-4 Colts team against a Houston team that's just no good, it's hard to argue against that outside of the game theory where you're trying to get very different, and you do need to get different at times. I just don't think it's this week.
No, it's the Colts are overwhelmingly 1. I think the Rams are overwhelmingly 2. And after that, you're taking on some risk, which is fine. You just have to pay close attention to who's been used in your pool and sort of popularity numbers if you can find them.
Well said. Let us know, by the way, who you are picking, whether it's one of the favorites or if you have a sneaky team you think you're going to roll the dice with in your Survivor pool. Drop that in the comments. Hit that like button, subscribe. We've got videos coming out. The NBA drops Tuesday. Cannot wait. Plenty of betting content here on the Awesome Edge channel. For me, for Josh, for Survivor Week 6, good luck. Talk to you guys soon.